I know it's a success because I get complaint emails from people about the fact they've had it forwarded to them several times, so I know that people find it useful. I also reckon I picked up probably about 500 or 600 votes from Twitter, from using Twitter not just to tweet about myself, but to actually follow and interact with people talking about Walthamstow, talking about our local area, and to have the conversation with them about what difference I want to make in our local community. At a national level, I think some of the viral videos that we've put together, some of the work that was done through MembersNet that allowed us to convert one of the classic problems that political parties have, particularly at general election times, which is people being interested in being part of what you're doing, but finding it very difficult to find out how to be involved, or indeed to then have that interest be honoured and engaged with. You know, online technology allowed the Labour movement to do that in a way that frankly was a lot cheaper than perhaps when I first started campaigning for Labour quite a while ago, when actually frankly it was a very lonely experience, and you were lucky if you got a nice branch secretary who was nice to you and said, yes, all right, we're leafleting this day. Most of the time you got somebody who said, well, why weren't you here Saturday, because we were all there then. You know, the fact that the party was able to use online technologies to outreach and engage with people across the country and direct them to marginal seats, but also to share ideas and kind of interest about what was happening on the ground. So I was involved in something called Mob Monday, where actually people were tweeting about the fact that they were campaigning making calls for Labour. Again, not something that we'd ever done before, but it generated that sense of camaraderie and fraternity that actually you weren't on your own as a progressive alternative. Now, notwithstanding the result of the final election, I do actually think all these technologies, certainly the same, I think they made a real difference to me in Walthamstow. I think this election is a bit of a benchmark for me, because whether next time round I'll get people tweeting and telling me I've just been to vote for you and I've told everyone at the polling station to vote for you, which I had, which I didn't expect at all, and thought, well, is my opponent getting these or not? Clearly not. And whether the work that was done at a national level would be converted, because I think that's the other thing about this. I have lots of ideas about where this technology goes next and the engagement that we need to keep doing. I think the challenge for the next election, whether they're local, national, regional, is people understanding that technology and innovating with it, because I was very lucky in that my opponents were not using online campaigning at all, so it was an open goal for me, frankly, to be able to reach out and engage with people in Walthamstow to do that. And I also happen to think that the way in which Labour engaged at a national level was fundamentally different and actually better in terms of engagement rather than the emails that the Tories are putting out. That will change the next election, just as every election people pick up on good leaflets, good campaigning techniques and use them. So the challenge will be, what's the next innovation, what's the next way of engaging with people that gives you that edge at the next election? And that's, I guess, a state secret for all of us.